Who pays? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Irene turned out to be a pretty bad storm after all. Most people seem to agree on that. And FEMA's done a good job so far. Most people seem to agree on that. The question now is who pays and where does the money come from? And people do not agree on that.
We will find the money, but those monies are not unlimited.
Eric Cantor, House Majority Leader and Bean Counter-in-Chief, who says the rules for emergency spending are the same as for anything else. Same rules as in the typical American household.
Just like any family would operate when it's struck with disaster. It finds the money it needs to take care of a sick loved one or what have you, and then goes without trying to buy a new car or put an addition onto the house.
Earlier this year, the Republicans who run the House passed a bill to cut back loans that help automakers build energy-efficient cars as a way to raise money for emergencies like Irene. But in the Senate, Democrats are still in control, and they think higher mileage cars are too important. Maybe watching chunks of Vermont float away will change their minds. But if not, FEMA would have to get the money from other emergency programs, which would mean taking it from the survivors of the tornado that obliterated Joplin, Missouri, for example, or from the Katrina recovery.
Yes, we're going to find the money. We're just going to need to make sure that there are savings elsewhere to continue to do so.
That should be a fun debate. Or we could do it the way health insurance companies handle certain patients. Maybe as a country, we'll reluctantly decide that Vermont has just gotten too expensive and drop their coverage. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.